Okay, so now let's go over the yeast and fungal interpretation of this test. So, as I previously mentioned, one of the good things about this test is that we are looking for more types of fungal and yeast organisms than just Candida. So, that is a benefit of this test. Now, yeast and fungus are typically very difficult to test for just in general. So we talked in the small intestinal fungal overgrowth section that there's really not a good test for small intestinal fungal overgrowth. We talked about how we could do an arabinose from the organic acid test to tell us a little bit about fungal overgrowth in the body, but it's really not telling us about where the overgrowth is. Now, on a stool culture, some of the problems with accuracy of a stool culture is that Candida typically and yeast typically has pretty strong hyphae and biofilms. And basically, the hyphae and the biofilms are going to allow the organisms to adhere to the intestinal lining more strongly. And so that this can basically create a situation where the microorganisms don't actually slough off in the stool. And it's not that the stool is inaccurate for finding the microorganisms, it's just that the microorganisms then end up in the specimen. So it's not a problem with the testing, it's a problem with that the microorganisms are not sloughing off in the stool. So we also mentioned this, that small intestinal fungal overgrowth does not necessarily showing overgrowth in the large intestine. So if we do have a negative, for example, of yeast and fungus in a stool culture, it also does not mean that we are able to rule out small intestinal fungal overgrowth. Also, sometimes we have systemic fungal issues or skin fungal issues, and that might not manifest as a stool issue. So we really want to be careful with the yeast and fungal test that we are not discounting the large amount of negatives that we may find here, which is, clinically very unfortunate. But the good thing is that most of the herbal treatments we have for other pathogens will also treat yeast, and we'll cover that when we get to the treatment section. So just to go over some of these yeast and fungi in a little more detail. So Candida is a normal flora, but it can overgrow. Geotrichum is a normal flora, but it can overgrow. Microsporidium is basically a pathogenic yeast, so it's found typically in soil or water contamination or inhalation. Some of the biggest problems with Microsporidium is that it can cause blunting of the intestinal villi, and that will lead to malabsorption. So we can also get some diarrhea, but some of the bigger concern is all the nutrient malabsorption that we're going to have because of the villi blunting. And Rototilla is pathogenic. It's usually transmitted through catheters. It's actually pretty high that it's transmitted through catheters. So with people with catheters, oftentimes I've seen situations like we have one patient right now that's being treated for continual urinary tract infections. And somebody that is doing, has a lot of urinary tract infections due to the catheters, and that's using a lot of antibiotics. We want to absolutely be testing this particular person, which is what we are currently doing, to see if they have any Rototilla, just because that could actually be causing and some of what's happening there that's creating some problems with catheter use. So here's just a study showing that Microsporidium and that villi atrophy, and also that it can cause some cellular necrosis. So a lot of problems from that particular fungus, which is good that we are testing for it with this lab.